The deal allows the Idaho National Laboratory to use part of a planned nuclear power system with 12 small nuclear reactors to be built on the INL site in southern Idaho. LeVar Webb with the Utah Association of Municipal Power Systems says they won't use all of them when the system comes online in 2026.
Discussions are underway with other utilities around the West to take the balance of the power.
By 2026, Webb says the member cities will need to move away from coal-fired power plants.
Those plants are nearing the end of their life cycles, and so this carbon-free electricity would replace that coal-generated electricity.
UAMPS will use three or four of the 12 modular reactors, while INL will use one or two for its local power needs. The project still needs environmental studies and a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.